Save big money on your roofing project at Menards with Owens Corning Shingles. Your roof is the first line of defense against the elements and enhances the appearance of your home's exterior. Owens Corning Duration Shingles offer ultimate protection and impressive curb appeal. Choose from 24 colors of Owens Corning Duration Shingles and transform your home today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Okay, so today we're going to dive into something that, well, let's face it, it's something a lot of us have probably dealt with at some point.
Yeah.
Nightmare neighbors.
Oh, yeah. The bane of peaceful existence.
Right. And, you know, we got this story from the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Oh, interesting. I've heard of that one.
Yeah, it's, well, you submitted your story to them.
Right.
And it's, well, it's about as bad as it gets.
Really? Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah. So you were living in a duplex, right?
Yeah, a duplex.
Okay, so picture this. It's moving day. You're excited, you know, new place, fresh start, all that. And you're unloading boxes and stuff.
Right, right.
Yeah. And you look up and there they are, your new neighbors, Brad and Carla, glaring at you from the backyard.
Oh, yikes. Talk about a bad first impression.
I know, right?
Mm.
Not exactly the welcome wagon.
No, not at all. It's funny how sometimes those initial vibes can be so telling, you know? Like, your gut instinct kind of gives you a heads up.
Totally. And you should have trusted your gut, because things went downhill pretty fast, starting with Brad and Carla's two dogs.
Oh, no, the dreaded neighbor dogs. Always a recipe for disaster. What kind of dogs were they?
Well, they were big. That's the first thing. One was a Doberman and the other was, I think I said a Mastiff mix, something like that.
Uh-oh. Large and potentially unruly. Not a good combination.
Exactly. And the names Brad and Carla chose for them, Satan and Lucifer.
Oh, come on. You can't make this stuff up. That's like a warning sign right there. Like, they're almost announcing the trouble these dogs are going to bring.
Right. Like, they were setting the stage for some canine chaos. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just like, you know, playful puppy stuff. This was serious. The Doberman, like, never stopped barking, ever.
Oh, constant barking. I feel for you. That's the worst. It just grates on your nerves, doesn't it? It makes it impossible to relax.
And then there was the Mastiff mix. Seems like this dog was strategically using your side of the yard for, well, you know.
The poop problem.
Yeah.
Classic neighbor dispute territory.
Yeah, and you had a shared yard, right?
Ugh, shared yards. Yeah, those can be a real breeding ground for conflict. You're kind of stuck with whatever your neighbors throw at you, literally, in this case.
No kidding. So you try to be reasonable about it. You even, like, caught Carla outside one day and just kind of gently brought up the whole, you know, poop situation.
The dreaded poop conversation. It's never easy, is it?
No, it's awkward. But you were polite about it, right?
Right. Tried to be as diplomatic as possible.
And how did she react?
Well, she kind of played dumb, you know, like acted all confused, like she had no idea what I was talking about. And then get this, she actually suggested that maybe both our dogs were to blame, even though, well, mine was reliably house trained.
Oh, come on. That's classic deflection.
Yeah.
Just refusing to take responsibility.
Totally. It's almost like a defense mechanism for some people. Avoid the problem, blame someone else, move on.
And then it gets weirder. So not long after that, Brad puts up a security camera pointed right at your part of the yard.
A security camera? Oh, no, that's creepy.
I know. And he had this, like, smug grin on his face when he did it. And his excuse, he said it was to monitor whose dog was the problem.
Oh, please. He's trying to intimidate you. Classic power move.
And it worked. You felt like you were constantly being watched, judged.
Oh, I bet. Like, you couldn't even relax in your own backyard.
Exactly. They were always watching, like making snide little comments loud enough for you to hear. So despite warnings from the landlord, the barking, the pooping, you know, it all kept happening. You finally hit your breaking point and called animal control.
Yeah. At that point, what else can you do? It's like you're being held hostage in your own home. I mean, did you try like documenting things, taking photos, keeping a log, you know, that sort of thing?
That's great advice. Document everything. But in your case, it seemed to just make things worse. Because a few days after the animal control visit, you find a pile of full poop bags on your porch with a note from Carla.
Ugh, seriously. Talk about passive aggressive. So yeah, what did the note say?
It was something like, here's your problem, solved. Like she was being helpful or something.
Okay, this is beyond annoying. This is harassment.
That's like she was trying to gaslight you.
Exactly, make you question your sanity. Like, am I overreacting? Is this really a big deal? Classic manipulation.
And of course, it didn't stop there. The next few weeks were a nightmare. Trash cans blocking the stairs, loud music at all hours, nasty notes everywhere, like they were trying to drive you crazy.
Oh, yeah. It's like they were trying to wear you down, make you give up and move.
Exactly. And then, just when you think it can't get any weirder, right, you start noticing this awful smell, like rotting garbage.
Ugh, what was it?
You finally figure it out. Brad and Carla had been illegally dumping their trash behind their shed. Like it was their own personal landfill. So you borrowed a friend's Ring camera and started documenting everything.
Smart move. Having that evidence is key. It's like they say, pics or it didn't happen.
Right. And that camera ended up being really important because things came to a head one night. You were woken up by shouting, like a full-on argument. Then you hear this loud crash.
Yeah.
And then you look out the window and you see Brad dragging this heavy black trash bag to that same dumping spot behind the shed.
Oh, wow. In the middle of the night, that's super shady. What do you think was in that bag?
We'll get to that. But yeah, it was definitely suspicious. So you called animal control again, mentioned the trash bags, the late night activity, all of it.
Yeah.
But by the time they got there, of course, the bag was gone. But the landlord had finally had enough. Gave Brad and Carla an ultimatum. Shape up or ship out.
About time.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And to your surprise, they chose to ship out. Just vanished in the middle of the night.
How bad.
Yeah, like they were running from something.
Almost makes you wonder what was really going on, doesn't it? Like, was it more than just a neighbor dispute?
Right. Like, what were they so desperate to hide?
I don't know, but it gives me chills.
Let's take a pause there. We'll come back to that.
Okay.
Because, well, there's more to this story.
Oh, okay. I'm all ears.
It's wild. Like, even when they're gone, it's like this shadow hanging over you.
I get it. It's not so easy to just, like, flip a switch and go back to normal after something like that.
No, it's not. So, like, after they left, after Brad and Carla were gone, did things start to feel, you know, normal again? Or was there still that feeling, like you were being watched?
Honestly, yeah, that feeling kind of lingered. It's hard to shake off, you know? It's like once you've been burned, you're always looking over your shoulder.
I can imagine. Did you find yourself, like, second-guessing things or, I don't know, trying to put the pieces together and figure out what was really going on with those two?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you start to wonder, right, what was with all the secrecy, the late-night activities? It's like my brain was just trying to make sense of it all.
I bet. And sometimes it's those unanswered questions that are the most unsettling. Like that heavy black trash bag Brad was dragging around in the middle of the night. What do you think was in it?
It's hard not to speculate, right? I mean, the timing, the secrecy, it all points to something they didn't want anyone to see. Was it just trash? Or was it something more sinister?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Like, what if they were involved in something illegal and they were trying to cover their tracks?
It's not out of the realm of possibility. I mean, their behavior was definitely off. And the fact that they just disappear instead of dealing with the consequences, it makes you wonder if they were running from something bigger than just a neighbor dispute.
It's like a puzzle, you know? You have all these pieces, but you can't quite figure out the picture. And that's almost more frustrating than not having any pieces at all.
Absolutely. The unknown can be way more unsettling than something concrete. Your imagination runs wild. You start thinking up all sorts of crazy scenarios.
So how do you deal with that? I mean, how do you move on when you have all these unanswered questions?
Yeah.
Do you just try to forget about it? Or do you keep digging for answers?
You know, there's no right or wrong answer there. For some people, the best way to heal is to just let it go. Focus on the present, rebuild that sense of security. But for others, they need those answers. Even if they're painful, it's a way to regain some control, you know, to prevent those experiences from haunting them.
I get it. It's like different strokes for different folks. But regardless of whether you find those answers or not, it sounds like it's important to acknowledge the emotional impact of something like this.
Oh, absolutely. Experiences like this, they can be incredibly stressful, draining. It's not just about the actual events. It's the toll it takes on your mental well-being. You're constantly on edge. You feel like you have no privacy, like you're being targeted. It all adds up.
It's like a form of trauma, almost.
Exactly. And it's so important to recognize that. Give yourself permission to process those emotions. Don't minimize what you went through or try to brush it off as just a neighbor problem. Reach out for support. Talk to friends, family, maybe even a therapist.
Yeah, just talking about it can be so helpful. Like, just to know that someone else understands what you went through.
Totally. It's validating. You know, it helps you realize that you're not alone, that your feelings are valid.
Right. It's not about dwelling on the negative. It's about giving yourself the space and support you need to heal and move on.
Exactly. Resilience isn't about ignoring the bad stuff. It's about acknowledging it, learning from it, and using those lessons to build a stronger sense of self.
Well said. And, you know, even though your story might sound unbelievable to some people, I bet there are tons of listeners out there nodding their heads right now. That feeling of being powerless, the stress, the unanswered questions, it's a reality for way too many people dealing with bad neighbors.
It really is. It just goes to show that these situations can happen to anyone, anywhere. And that's why it's so important to talk about them, to share our experiences, and to offer support to others who are going through something similar.
Couldn't agree more. And who knows, maybe by sharing these stories, we can help empower people to take action, to protect themselves, to know that they don't have to suffer in silence. But before we get into some tips and strategies for dealing with difficult neighbors, I want to circle back to one more aspect of your story that I found really interesting. So you mentioned that even after Brad and Carlo were gone, you know, out of sight, out of mind, right? Well, not exactly. It wasn't just that feeling of being watched. There was something else, like, kind of mess with your head a little.
Yeah, it's not uncommon, actually. After you've gone through something like that, such a violation of your space, your sense of security, it's only natural to be a little more on guard.
Yeah.
Maybe even a bit suspicious of, well, everyone.
So, like, new neighbors moved in, and you found yourself kind of, I don't know, sizing them up, like waiting for them to pull a Brad and Carla.
Yeah, there's that hypervigilance, right? Oh. You're almost expecting the worst, like waiting for the other shoe to drop. It's a tough cycle to break.
It really is. Like a shadow that just follows you around, even when the source of the darkness is gone.
And it shows just how deeply these experiences can affect us. It's not just about the immediate discomfort. It's about how it shapes our perceptions, our behavior, even after the situation is over.
You know, it makes you realize that even when it's over, there's still this process of healing and rebuilding that sense of trust and security.
Oh, absolutely. It takes time, conscious effort to reclaim those feelings of peace and safety.
So what would you say to someone who's going through that? Like, how do you actually move on from an experience like this?
Well, first and foremost, I think it's crucial to acknowledge those feelings. Don't judge yourself for feeling anxious, for being a little more wary. It's a normal reaction to what you went through.
So it's not a weakness, it's just being human.
Exactly. And then start focusing on rebuilding that sense of security. Maybe that means, you know, upgrading your home security.
Right.
Or getting to know your new neighbors. Even just spending more time in nature, reconnecting with that sense of peace and calm, whatever works for you.
It's about reclaiming those spaces that felt violated.
Exactly. And just as importantly, it's about challenging those negative thought patterns. If you find yourself constantly waiting for the other shoe to drop, try to make a conscious effort to focus on the positive. Surround yourself with good people. Do things that bring you joy. Practice self-care.
Almost like you have to retrain your brain to see the good instead of always expecting the bad.
That's it. It's not easy and it takes time. But it is possible to heal, to rebuild that sense of trust and peace in your surroundings.
That's really reassuring to hear. And I think it's a powerful reminder that even though we can't always control what happens to us, we can control how we respond and how we choose to move forward.
I couldn't agree more. Resilience isn't about avoiding the tough stuff. It's about learning to navigate it, to heal from it, and to ultimately come out stronger on the other side.
Well said. And, you know, while we've been focusing on one story today, I'm sure there are plenty of people listening who can relate. Those feelings of helplessness, the constant stress, the unanswered questions, it's a reality for so many people dealing with difficult neighbors.
You're absolutely right. And that's why I think it's so important to have these conversations, to share our experiences, to learn from each other, and to offer support.
Exactly. Because even if you haven't gone through something exactly like this, chances are you know someone who has. Or maybe you're dealing with your own version of a nightmare neighbor right now. And if that's you, please know that you are not alone.
We're all in this together. And sometimes just knowing that someone else understands what you're going through can make all the difference in the world.
Absolutely. So to everyone out there who shared their stories, their advice, their support, thank you. And to anyone who's struggling with a difficult neighbor situation right now, don't give up hope. Reach out, connect with others, and remember that there are resources available to help. You don't have to go through this alone.
That's right. There's strength in numbers. And sometimes just talking about it can be the first step towards finding a solution.
So until next time, stay informed, stay empowered, and as always, stay kind. Even to those neighbors who test your patience.
Well said. And remember, a little kindness can go a long way.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
It's Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances and save an additional $1,000 when you buy four select LG major appliances. Plus, get a free DeWalt 20-volt max 5-amp-hour battery when you buy a select DeWalt 20-volt max tool. Get the job done for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/26. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See associate or Lowe's.com for more details and qualifying items.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan. Number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best. For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst, so you get its best.
For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine.
So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best.
For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
You won't see the engineer that slams the Nissan Rogue's door 13,920 times, or the corrosive chamber that simulates 15 years of life in 5 months, or the Rogue heat-baked for over 300 combined hours. What you will see is a vehicle that can take punch after punch and keep rolling. Nissan, number one in new vehicle quality among mainstream brands by J.D. Power. We put it through the worst so you get its best.
For J.D. Power 2025 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Awards based on 2025 model year. Newer models may be shown.
Lowe's knows how to help make your home holiday ready for less. Get Select Style Selections vinyl flooring for just $1.99 per square foot and have it installed before the festivities begin. Our team can help you every step of the way. See a Lowe's Red Vest associate or visit lowes.com/holiday install to get started. Lowe's, we help, you save. Basic install only. Date restrictions apply. Subject to availability. Install by independent contractor. See associate for details. Contiguous U.S. only.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at freestylelibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at freestylelibre.us.